Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to Courage to Overcome, the podcast for Christian women learning to navigate life after difficult relationships. Whether you're in the middle of a challenging relationship, recently out of one, or supporting someone who is, this episode is for you. Today we're tackling something I get asked about. How do I know if my relationship is just difficult or if it's actually toxic or abusive? This question keeps so many of us stuck, second-guessing ourselves. Here's the truth that might surprise you. Not every hard relationship is toxic, but some absolutely cross the line, and learning the difference could change your life. I used to think that if I could just pray harder, submit more, or love better, any relationship could be fixed. I confused normal relationship difficulties with patterns that were actually destroying my soul. Maybe you've been there too, lying awake at night, wondering, am I overreacting? Is this just marriage being hard like everyone says? Today we're going to cut through the confusion. We're going to look at what God's word actually says about difficult relationships versus destructive ones. And here's what I wish someone had told me years ago. Discernment isn't rebellion, it's wisdom. So let's start with some clarity. Think of relationships on a spectrum. Difficult relationships are seasonal and situational. Maybe you're going through financial stress or dealing with extended family drama or navigating different parenting styles. These relationships have mutual respect even during conflict. Both people taking responsibility for their part, the ability to resolve issues and move forward, growth happening even if it's slow. You feel safe to express your feelings and needs. In difficult relationships, you might feel frustrated, tired or overwhelmed, but you don't feel unsafe or like you're losing yourself. Toxic relationships are different. Here, harmful patterns have become the norm, and so you might see consistent disrespect or contempt, one person always being blamed, emotional manipulation or guilt tripping, isolation from friends and family, walking on eggshells to avoid conflict, your thoughts, feelings, or reality being dismissed. In toxic relationships, you start to feel like you're drowning. You might think, I don't even recognize myself anymore. Abusive relationships take it further into territory where there's actual harm, physical, emotional, sexual, or spiritual. This includes any physical violence or threats, severe emotional or psychological control, sexual coercion, using faith as a weapon to control or shame, complete isolation and dependency. Now here's what's important. You don't have to wait until it becomes abusive to set boundaries or even leave. Toxic is enough. Your mental, emotional and spiritual health matter to God. This is where many of us get stuck. We've been taught that love means enduring everything, that leaving is always wrong, and that we should bear one another's burden no matter what. Let's look at Galatians 6:2. It says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. This is beautiful, and yes, relationships require sacrifice and support. But notice it says one another. It's mutual. It's not about one person carrying all the weight while the other creates more burdens. But then we have 2 Timothy 3, 2-5, where Paul describes people who are lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And then Paul says something crucial. Have nothing to do with such people. Did you catch that? Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, tells us there are people we should avoid, even people who might claim to be believers. Jesus himself set boundaries. He walked away from hostile crowds. He didn't try to convince everyone. In Matthew 10:14, he told his disciples, "If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet." Setting boundaries isn't unloving, it's biblical wisdom. So how do we respond biblically to each type of relationship? For difficult relationships, communicate openly and honestly. Seek counseling together. Give grace while working towards solutions. Remember that seasons of difficulty don't define the whole relationship. For toxic relationships, set firm boundaries. Limit access to your emotional energy. Seek individual counseling and support. Don't enable destructive patterns by making excuses for them. Consider separation if boundaries aren't respected. For abusive relationships, prioritize your safety and that of your children. Reach out for professional help immediately. Remember that leaving isn't failing, it's protecting what God has entrusted to your care. God never calls us to submit to sin or abuse. Here's the truth that set me free. God doesn't want you to be destroyed in the name of love. He created you with value, purpose, and dignity. When someone consistently tears that down, you're not honoring God by accepting it. You're enabling sin. Ask yourself these questions. Am I safe? Not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually. Is this person showing any desire to change destructive patterns? Actions matter more than words. Do I feel like myself in this relationship? Or am I constantly adapting, shrinking, or walking on eggshells? What would I tell my daughter or best friend if they described my situation? Am I making excuses for behavior I wouldn't accept from anyone else? So if you're recognizing toxic or abusive patterns, please don't try to handle this alone. Reach out to a counselor or a professional, a trusted friend, or a domestic violence hotline. You deserve support, and asking for help isn't weakness, it's wisdom. Here's your reflection question for this week. Where have I confused difficulty with toxicity in the past? Maybe you've minimized red flags because you thought all relationships require suffering. Maybe you stayed in situations that were harming you because you thought leaving would be selfish. Maybe you've accepted treatment that you would never want for your daughter. This isn't shame, it's about clarity. When we can name what we've experienced, we can start to heal from it. Take some time to journal about this. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom and discernment. And remember, recognizing toxicity isn't being judgmental, it's being wise. And before we go, I want to remind you of something. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and love. If you're in a relationship where that's not happening consistently, it's not your fault and it's not your job to fix someone else's broken patterns. God has given you a mind to think, a heart to feel, and a spirit to discern. Trust those gifts. Trust that still, small voice that's been trying to tell you something isn't right. If today's episode resonated with you, please share it with someone who might need to hear it. And remember, you can find resources and links to support services in the show notes. You have more courage than you know, sister. I believe in you. God believes in you. And you're not working this journey alone. Until next time, keep choosing courage. Take care and God bless.